Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Durango High School with the Panthers. Look to square off with the Demons. I'm Mark Panther. Delta's 3-2 after a disappointing loss to Cortez on Tuesday, but looked to right the ship against an always game but struggling Durango Demons squad. Durango's 4-3 and on a two-game losing streak. It's been feast or famine at the plate for the Demons as they either have had a hit rate or struggle at the plate. Delta's hoping today is a struggle for Durango. We'll take a break and come back. We'll hear from head coach Steve Ryder. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime ribs every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the
house of
hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Torx, Schott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, we were just talking about Cortez, and he's not going to win many games committing the number of errors the boys committed against Cortez.
Yeah, you know, Cortez is a good team, and, you know, there's teams that are, you know, less than average that we would have struggled beating the way we played on Tuesday. So you're exactly right. We've got to make plays, and we've got to put the ball in play.
And that's just it. That's another area we're struggling at, is that the play, kicks, walks. We need more base runners and to drive them in.
Yeah, we got after it this week and, worked on being more aggressive at the plate in our BP sessions. And, we've had some talks about, you know, being aggressive in the zone and, not chasing pitches. And we've been doing exactly the opposite. So, it's going to be good to get away from home too. I think, sometimes we play a little better on the road when we're going through one of those little stretches, so hopefully today we'll come out and play better.
This is our first road trip here in Durango. It's a team we've had some success against over the years, although they had our number the last time we were here a couple years ago. They were pretty senior heavy then, and we were really young, coming right off of COVID. But we did get a victory last year in Delta. This is another senior-heavy team for Durango. How are you guys going to approach them today?
They're going to be good. We know that. They have some great athletes. They're kind of in the same boat we are, the way they're swinging it. And, eventually, both teams are going to break out. And, for our sake, I hope we break out today, and I hope it's not them breaking out today.
Seems like we've been bitten by the injury bug here early in the season. Jesse Delgado picked up that hip flexor during the Luke tournament, and he's been out. Luke Gaston over to Tan. I believe in a back swing against Cortez, and Tyree aggravated something in that same game. Although he did come back to pitch later. How are things in the trainer's room right now?
We're getting close. Luke will be back today. Ty will be back today. Jesse's day to day. We hope we get an opportunity to give him an AD today or maybe a defensive inning. But, we're going fast to go slow with that one, we'll try to get him back when we think he's 100% because, he re-injures it, then we're looking at probably another 3 or 4 weeks. So we're being cautious with that one for sure.
Sounds good. Good luck today, CJ. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life is what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District, caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back with you here in Durango. I'm Mark Cantor, finishing up the plate meeting now with the coaches and the umpires. And I'm sure we'll pause for the national anthem. In the meantime, let's take a look at the starting lineups, starting with your visiting Delta Panthers. Leading off for the Panthers, playing left field, will be number 4, Connor Workman. Batting second will be the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting third and playing second base will be number 9, Rylan Bynum. In the cleanup spot for Delta today will be the right fielder, number 7, Ty Reed. And we will pause for the national anthem now. So continuing with the starting lineup for the Panthers, batting fifth will be the catcher, number 33, Luke Gastineau. Batting sixth today, starting pitcher, number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 14, Evan Ficklin. Batting eighth will be the first baseman, number 11, Rip Lockhart. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Ficklin is hitting for Brett Laiho today. He is playing center field. Starting lineup for the Durango Demons, leading off and playing shortstop, will be number 3, Michael Benner. Batting second, the third baseman, number 12, Gavin Hamlin. Batting third will be the center fielder, number 14, Braden Hansen. Batting cleanup will be the right fielder, number 7, Jack England. Batting fifth will be left fielder, number 6, A.J. Folk. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, number 17, Lane Greenland. Batting seventh will be the catcher, number 11, Tanner Coddington. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, number 2, Taggart Barton. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, number 9, Chance Costa.
Taggart Barton. At second base, number 9, Chance Costa.
So, Delta looking to get the bats going today against Barton. The starting pitcher for the Demons on the season, Barton, 0-1, 438 ERA in 2 appearances. 6 walks, 9 strikeouts, has allowed 5 earned runs. So, Connor Workman will lead off for Delta, his first time in the leadoff spot this season. Workman batting 273 with a couple of doubles. 2 walks and a strikeout. He'll be in on the right side against the righty Barton. So it looks like we're ready for the first pitch, which is brought to you by Taco Time. Taking on the outside half for a strike. So Delta needing to show a little more patience at the plate, I believe. Trying to go a little deeper in count, waiting for the pitcher to make a mistake. That one's going to be low in the count, even at 1. The pitch. Taken for a strike. So now Connor going to have to be tough with 2. Do a little battling at the plate. The pitch, that's high in sight, and the count's even once again. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Change up, fouled off back to the backstop. The off-speed was a pitch that Connor could drive, but he's out in front, able to get a piece, takes it inside, and the count's full. So a full count to the leadoff hitter, that's what you want if you're Delta. Now Connor looking for base hit ball 4. That one bounces to the plate, so Connor is going to hustle up the line. And he'll be on with the leadoff walk. What Delta wants here, they want base runners, and they want people behind them to drive them in. Delta started off quick with a 2-run first against Cortez on Tuesday, but the bats went cold after that. So now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando on the season, batting 364 in 11 at-bats as he takes on the outside corner for a strike. Lando with 1 RBI, 5 walks and a strikeout. Pickoff throw over. Not in time to get the diving Workman. Greenlee holding Connor on at first as Barton checks over there. Now Barton's set and delivers. Off speed, swing and a miss on the outside. Clay quickly down the count 0-2. It's underway here in Durango. Second batter of the game. Good lead for Connor over at first. The pitch. Low and outside. Throw down by the catcher is not in time.
Stop, play outside.
And the umpire just called strike three on a pitch that looked like it was way outside.
Second baseman, number nine.
So that'll be the first out of the inning as Ryland Bynum comes to the plate. Delta crowd still chattering about that called strike three. Ryland batting 333 on the season with an RBI, and he's going to pop it up foul out of play on the right side. Ryland, three walks, four strikeouts, has reached on an error as well. Workman with a good lead over at first as he'll dive back in as Barton throws over. Again, Greenleaf on the bag at first. Workman with his lead, the pitch from Barton. Misses. That's a late strike call in the outside corner. It's 0-2. That pitch looked outside again, but Bynum going to have to be tough with two at the plate. The pitch. Taken high, and it's 1-2 to the Delta second baseman. Barton stares in, now checks Workman at first, comes set, and delivers. This one's going to be bounced up the middle, the shortstop. Venner. Throw not in time to first on the slow roller by Bynum, and we'll have runners at first and second on the infield single. Tyree coming to the plate. Ty's batting 167 with a couple RBIs on the season. A walk and two strikeouts. So a base hit should score Connor from second. Do have speed on the base pass with Bynum at first and Workman at second. As Reed's going to pop the first pitch up into left field. The left fielder, Folk, coming in on it. He's going to drop it. It's going to bounce off the heel of his glove. Workman quickly, as he had returned to the bag because he was going to be caught, advances to third. As Bynum is in behind him at second on the air, and Delta now has the bases loaded with one out, and Luke Gastineau coming to the plate. Gastineau, one of the most patient pitchers, batters Delta has. Only batting 200 on the season with a couple of hits.
Gastineau.
A couple of walks and a strikeout. A swing and miss at the first pitch. So, Workman at third, Bynum at second, Reed at first. Gastineau looking to clear him. That pitch is low and inside, and the count's even. One ball, one strike, one out, aces across the board. Still no score, but Delta is threatening here in the top of the first. The pitch, off speed, taken inside for a strike. So Gastineau has to be tough with two. The 1-2 pitch from Barton. Foul at the plate. So Gastineau battling here. And the pitch. This one's going to be chopped up the middle to first. Flip from Greenlee to Barton will get Gastineau, but he's going to get the RBI as Workman will score from third. The runners advance, so Delta with runners at second and third now. Two outs, and Braden Sprout, Delta's starting pitcher today, comes to the plate. He's the lefty in the lineup. Gastineau's a lefty as well, so Delta batting two lefties in a row here against the righty Barton. First pitch misses. So Barton back to the windup with runners at second and third. The 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be fouled back out of play. And the count's even. Patrick Coddington out to talk to Barton. In a pregame interview, Steve Ryer, Delta's head coach, talked about being a little bit more aggressive on good pitches at the plate and having smart at bats. Here's the pitch. Taken on the inside corner for a strike. So, counts 1-2 now. The pitch is going to be fouled back to the backstop. Tell you what, this umpire likes that right side corner of the plate, the inside corner to lefties, the outside corner to righties, and this one's up the middle. Shortstop Benner boots it, and the run's going to score. Sprout safe on the air. Bynum will score, and Delta leads 2-0. Reed advances to third. So Delta now with runner at the corners, 2 outs, and designated hitter Evan Sicklin coming to the plate. Throw over to first by Barton. Sicklin batting 300 on the season, has a double, a couple RBIs. Sicklin, a couple walks, 3 strikeouts as well. First pitch on that corner for a strike. Long look over to first by Barton. Sprout with a decent-sized lead. He's going. Sicklin takes. Throw down by the catcher to third, and Reed slides back in safely. So a stolen base for Bredo. And Delta with runners at second and third. Sicklin with the count even at 1 at the plate, looking to drive them both in. So 2 runners in scoring position for Delta. They're looking to add to their lead. 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. The pitch taken outside on that corner for a strike. And if anything, this umpire's been consistent. He's called that pitch a strike every time it's thrown. So the 1-2 is going to be lifted into center field. Hamlin on his horse over to make the catch and end the inning. So 2 runs for Delta on 1 hit, a couple of errors for the Demons, and 2 runners left on for the Panthers. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Durango High School, Mark Cantor here, the lefty. Braden Sprout warming up for the Panthers. He was on second as the inning ended. So he's just now getting out to the plate, or excuse me, to the mound. Starting his warm-ups out there. Grado's numbers on the season on the mound. He's 0-1, 5.25 earned run average. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. 4 of the runs against him have been allowed this season. Defensively, first to third for Delta, Lockhart, Bynum, Clay, and Porter. Left to right in the outfield, Workman, Leho, and Reed. Behind the plate, it's Gastineau, and of course, on the mound, Braden Sprout. Michael Benner, the Demon shortstop, will be leading off for Durango. He's batting 360 on the season, 3 doubles and a triple. He's walked a couple of times, 4 strikeouts. been hit by a pitch twice and pretty good on base percentage at .448. Delta leads 2-0 here as we get ready to start the Demons half of the first inning. Beautiful day here in Durango. Little to no breeze and sun shining, not a cloud in the sky. It's a little chilly at 43 degrees, but warm enough that I've ditched the stocking cap in favor of the ball cap. May take the hoodie off here in just a little bit as well. So we'll just see about that. So Benner stands in on the right side against the lefty, Sprout. Bredo, a long look in, now has his sign. He'll kick and fire. That pitch misses low. Ball one. Sprout delivers. This one's fouled off the catcher, Gastineau, and McCann's even. Durango wearing their home whites with the red numbers, black trim. The pitch in the dirt. Delta out there in their green jerseys, black numbers, white pinstriped pants. Bob Coddington, the head coach for Durango, kind of the third base coach's box. The T1 delivery is bounced to the plate by Bredo, 3-1. Sprout needs to work on the release point here. His last two pitches have been bounced up to his catcher, Gastineau. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sobredo battling and able to get the count back full. Here's the payoff pitch from Bredo. It's going to be lined in the center field. The base hit. Lejo up with it. Gets it in. So a leadoff single for the Demons here, and their third baseman Gavin Hamlin will come to the plate. Hamlin batting .562 on the season with a double and 2 home runs. 3 walks, 1 strikeout. Reached on an error twice. First pitch line to third, and Porter lays it. The base hit, though. So, back-to-back singles to lead off the game for Durango, and Hansen will come to the plate. Brady Hansen, the center fielder, is batting .348 on the season with 2 doubles and 6 RBI. 3 walks and a strikeout. Sprout looks in, now checks the runners. Second, and then to first. Now comes home. That pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander as Bredo catches that outside corner for a strike. Lockhart playing in front of the runner at first with second base occupied. Clay working in and out on Benner down there at second as Sprouty comes home. This one's bounced to second. Bynum can't field it. Thought about stepping on second before he had secured the ball, so As a result of the error, the bases are loaded now for the cleanup batter, Jack England. The Demon right fielder bank, 381 with a double and five RBI. Three walks, four strikeouts. So, bases loaded, no outs. Delta leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. But the Demon's threatening as Sprout bounces back to the plate. Grado, the ace of this Delta staff. One of the seniors and a leader on this team. The pitch. Just outside. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Sprout. That's outside. So apparently just missing that outside corner in the mind of this umpire. Sprout's got his sign and delivers. On the 3-0 count, England drops his bat before the ball even gets to the plate and takes strike one. And the pitch from Grado. This one's going to be lifted into right field. Coming in on this read, makes the catch, fires it in. Going to be cut off by Lockhart. Hamlin's going to tag and advance as Benner tags and scores Durango's first one run, cuts Delta's lead in half. Hanson will hold it first as there's one out now in the inning. And the left fielder, A.J. Folk, will come to the plate, Folk batting 200 on the season. 15 at bats, has a double, four RBI, three walks, nine strikeouts. Sprout has his sign. Once again, runners at the corners. Hamlin's on third, and the runner at first, Hanson. Steals second, the hard throw back to the pitcher. Didn't get Hamlin to bite, so now a couple runners in scoring position for the Demons. Second and third. Pitch to Folk was called a strike. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back over the backstop out of play, and Grado has some wiggle room now as he is up 0-2 on the batter Folk pretty quickly here in the at-bat. And the pitch. Off-speed's going to be driven into center field. Lejo going to play it off the hop. Picks it up, gets it in. Hamlin will score from third as Hanson advances. Got the base that Hamlin just left open. Folk will be on first after the single. And with one out, Jane Greenlee will come to the plate. The Demon first baseman is batting 385 with a double on the season and 13 at bats of 5 RBI. A walk and 7 strikeouts. Delta would love to roll 2 here. Folk with a short lead off of first against the lefty Sprout. The pitch gets by the catcher Gaston. The runner's coming from third, and the first runner at first, Folk, rounded second, and Gaston threw down to third, and it got past Porter, but Clay backing him up as Steve Ryer quickly out of the dugout as the Demons score their third run. was just going to say, Volk, not necessarily a threat to go, does have one stolen base on the season, but only had the one attempt, so. Durango takes the lead, 3-2. With a runner on third now. Sprout looks in. Here's the 1-0. Off speed, misses outside. Kemp is 2-0 to Greenland. Fredo stares in. He's set. Kicks and fires. Outside corner, misses outside. So Fredo just missing that outside corner that Durango's pitcher Barden was able to find in a 4-pitch walk to Greenlee, puts runners at the corners once again for the Demons, and Tanner Coddington to the plate. The Durango catcher is batting .278 on the season with a double and 18 at-bats, has 3 RBIs, 2 walks, 13 strikeouts. Greenlee without a stolen base attempt, and he'll have a short lead off of first being held on by Lockhart. Sprout comes set, kicks and fires, swing and a miss from Coddington. Still only the one out in the inning, and Durango leading by the one run. Sprout stares in. Now he'll step off the back of the rubber. Fredo. Back to the rubber now. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. Hit and run on. This one lifted into right field. Bynum out. Reed in. And he makes the basket catch. And there's 2 outs in the inning, and pitcher Taggart Barden comes to the plate as the runners hold. Barden batting .286 with a triple and a couple of doubles on the season and 21 at-bats. Has 3 RBI, a walk, and 12 strikeouts. Sprout stares in, shakes off the sign, now has... Actually, it looks like Barden's going to call time, step out. Now step back in, right on left. Greenlee the runner at first, Volk the runner at third. Fredo stares over at Greenlee, now pitches. That one's low. Sprout shakes off the sign, out comes set. And the pitch, runner's going, pitch is low, throw down. Greenlee gets there in plenty of time ahead of the throw. So now runners at second and third. With the count even as that pitch is called a strike. That pitch goes all the way to the backstop, bounces back, a shovel by Gastineau as the ball bounced off the wood at the bottom of the backstop and back to him about halfway there. And he tossed it to Sprout, just not in time to get Volk, who was coming in on the wild pitch. So Durango now up 4-2 as the runner at second. Greenlee also advanced. Counts 2-1 to Barden at the plate. The pitch. Outside, Gastro able to lock that one. It's 3-1. Sprout battling. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Barden and the count's full. Sprout with the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. First strikeout of the game for Brado. 4 runs scored in the inning by the Demons on 2 hits. They get 3 hits. There was an error by Delta. 1 runner left on base, and we will go to the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company. Sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back to you at Durango High School. The Demons lead 4-2. As we go to the second inning, Demons pitcher Barden going to face the 8-9 and then 1 holes for the Panthers. Lockhart, Porter, and then back to the top of the lineup and Workman. Rip batting 125 on the season for strikeouts. Trying to get things going at the plate here. Has had a couple, errors in the field as well, so scuffling a little bit to start the season is the Delta first baseman. Umpire will brush off the plate as Barden gets ready to start his second inning of work. So, in the first inning, Barden able to find the outside corner that Sprout failed to find in the bottom of the inning. So, we'll see if that continues here. The first pitch is swung on and missed by Lockhart. The 0-1 is foul on the left side. Over toward the Demons' dugout. So, quickly 0-2 to Lockhart. The pitch, off speed, bounced foul on the left side again. Coach Ryer picks it up in the third base coach's box, fires it back to Barden himself. Griff looking to battle here at the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. Barden, I think, had him fooled on that one as that was low and outside. And Lockhart swung away at it. Lance Porter to the plate now. Delta's third baseman batting 125 on the season. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Looked awkward while doing it. Takes the 0-1 for a ball. And he'll take that pitch for a ball as well. So Porter ahead in the count, 2-1. One out here in the top of the second. This one's going to be lined in the left field, tailing away from the left fielder Folk, but he's able to track it down. And there's two outs in the inning. That'll bring Connor Workman back to the plate. He'll stand in on the right side. Connor walked to lead off the game for Delta. Came around to score on Gaston. It was ground out to the right side. Delta's first run of the game. Barden stares in, now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Workman steps out, now back in. This one's going to be pit foul on the left side. So Workman going to have to be tough with two now. The pitch. Low and outside. The 1-2 catches the outside corner for called strike three, and Steve Ryer's coming to have a, I guess that's the third out of the inning. Never mind. But Steve Ryer, can't tell us if he's talking to his team or having a couple words with the umpire. I doubt it's a couple words with the umpire, but umpire now pointing over to the Delta dugout. Might be warning Coach Sheen who's out of the dugout, but regardless, Delta goes in order in the inning. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers seemingly frustrated with the home plate umpire's strike zone as Connor Workman was called out on strikes on a pitch that he thought was outside the strike zone, but apparently caught the outside corner of the plate, according to the home plate umpire. But he's kind of been calling those all day against Delta, so kind of come to be expected, I would think. Chance Costa will lead off the inning for the Demons. Sprout looks in. Costa on the season. 13 at-bats. Takes strike one. And in those 13 at-bats, has had 6 strikeouts. But also reached on an error. The 0-1 called. Strike 2. The pitch from Sprout. Popped up. Right side. Bynum underneath it and makes the catch. So one down, and Michael Benner will come to the plate. He's singled to lead off the Demons half of the first inning. Came around to score their first run as well. That pitch will miss outside. As Sprout hunting that same corner that Durango has had success getting called strikes on. The pitch will miss outside. Fredo stares in, takes off the sign. Now he'll come set. The pitch popped up, and it's foul at a play back toward the tennis courts. The count will be 2-1 to the Demon shortstop. And the pitch, this one lined into right field and foul. So the count will be even. Benner steps out now back in. Sprout comes set. Here's the 2-2 delivery. That's low. Counts full. Long look in by Bredo, but he'll be set now. Here's the payoff pitch. That misses, and Benner will be on with the walk. That'll bring Gavin Hamlin to the plate. The Demon third baseman singled and scored a run last inning. So a short lead by Benner with the lefty Sprout on the mound. Lockhart holding the runner on the pitch. Is called strike on the outside corner. Sprout with the pitch. Change up. Catches the outside corner. And it's quickly 0-2 to Hamlin. Sprout stares over at Benner at first. Now comes home, runners going. That pitch is outside. Gastineau can't get the ball out, and it's a stolen base by Benner. So, Demons with a runner in scoring position is Hamlin with a 1-2 count at the plate. Sprout checks the runner, now comes home. That pitch misses him. I can't see even at 2 now. Good lead by Benner out at second. The pitch chopped back up the middle. Clay charging and he can't get it. Benner takes third. On the air, and Hamlin will be on first. Still just one out in the inning, and Brady Hansen will come to the plate. Hansen. Reached on an error last inning and came around to score. Long look in by Sprout. He looks over at Hamlin at first. Runner's going. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Gastineau. Clay fields the throw down in front of second as Hansen is in plenty of time. And Benner retreats to the bag at third. The runner's at second, third for the Demons. Long look in by Breda. He's set. Checks the runner at second. Now comes home. Off speed. Catches the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-2 to the Demon center fielder. Mm-hmm. Laredo would love to get the punch out here. The pitch lifted high in the air on the right side and foul. Hanson steps out now, back in, right on left. Sprout set. The pitch. Tipped at the plate. Ball bounces back off the backstop to the catcher, Gastineau. Durango leads 4-2 here at the top of the second inning. Makes it bottom of the second inning. One out. The 0-2 pitch forthcoming. This one lifted up on the right side in foul territory, and it's going to be out of play. Lockhart gave chase, but over the fence on the right side. So we'll do everything over again as the at-bat continues. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Hanson for the second out of the inning, and that's just what the doctor ordered. Two down, and Jack England will come to the plate. He's out to right for the first out of the first inning for the Demons, and he'll come to the plate with Hamlin at second and Benner at third still. Sprout's got the sign. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Breda looks to be dealing now. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. England steps out, now back in. And now time's called at the plate. I think Gastineau asked the umpire to sweep the plate off. Did have quite a bit of dirt on it, so good call by Luke, and we'll get back to action here. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Brado. And after a shaky start to the inning, Delta does not allow any runs on no hits and leaves, there's two on base. So Delta did have the one error in the inning, I believe, and we'll go to a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
So the error last inning actually called a hit by the official scorekeeper here, so we'll go with that. And regardless, Delta going to start the third inning still down by two. And Landon Clay will be leading off for Delta. He struck out swinging in the first. First pitch from Barton. taken outside for a strike. So, whether it's a strike or not, you got to swing at anything close on that outside corner. Because the home plate umpire is going to call it a strike regardless, it seems like. Counts even at one now as Clay takes that pitch. This one's going to be hit foul toward Ryer in the third base coach's box. And it's going to be E. Ryer down there. Change up outside corner called strike three. Again, if it's on that outside corner and it's close, I think Delta needs to start swinging at it, at least foul it off, because umpire's calling that dish all day. One out, Riley Bynum will come to the plate. Rye singled in the first, came around to score. The pitch, chop foul at the plate. It'll make the count 0-1 to the Delta second baseman. Bynum steps out, now back in. The pitch, off speed, right back up the middle for a base hit. So Bynum on it first, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty reached on an error by the left fielder in the first inning. Bynum with a short lead over at first, held on by the first baseman Dreamily. This one's chopped foul toward the third baseman. Hit the grass and bowled over the baseline. So, Reed back to the plate. Ryer says, hit it that way, pointing toward the field. This one's going to be lifted in the air, left fielder, right fielder, shortstop, and the shortstop will drop it. That's better. And Reed again on via the error. Bynum was three-quarters of the way down the line waiting to see if Benner would have made, was going to make the play, and so he will advance to second. Delta with one out has runners at first and second, and Gastineau to the plate. Gastineau grounded the first, got an RBI out of it in the first inning. And now Barton's going to call his catcher Coddington out for a little discussion. Both Reed and Bynum have stolen bases on the season, so we'll see how Delta plays this. As Benner and Costa work in and out on Bynum at second. That pitch missed to Gastineau, and he's ahead in the count early. Gastineau again in from the left against the righty, Bet Barton. Bynum dances off the second. The pitch is going to hit Luke at the plate, and that'll load the bases for Braden Sprout. Grado reached on an error by the shortstop in the first and stole a base, was stranded out at second after Evan Ficklin ended the inning with a fly out to center. So it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner down at first. Believe that is Chaz Wilkes. Home plate umpire will make the change on his scorecard. So Bynum will be the runner at third, Reed at second, and Wilkes at first. Grado in from the left side. Again, left on right against Barton. Grado leads 4-2, but Delta threatening here with one out in the top of the third. The pitch on the ground foul on the right side. That pitch misses low and inside, and the count's even. And the pitch, that one misses outside. Fredo steps out, now back in. Barton gets his sign, kicks and fires with the 2-1. That one will hit Fredo. He'll get the RBI. And Delta will score a run. The base is still juiced, and Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin 0 for 1 today, and like the pitching coach, out of the dugout for Durango. As he will have a discussion with his hurler. Evan Ficklin getting some instruction from Coach Ryer down at third. Home plate umpire. Allowing the discussion at the plate to continue, and now we'll stroll out to break things up. Coddington will retreat to the plate, and whether this was a pep talk or how to approach Ficklin, either way, the discussion is over, and Ficklin looks to unload the bases somehow. Delta behind by a run. Here's the pitch. Ficklin checks his swing, and it's a ball. Pitch, swing and a miss by Evan. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Here in the top of the third. The pitch. Off speed, taken high, and Ficklin ahead in the count. The pitch. Taken on the outside corner for a strike. Counts even now at 2. Ficklin steps out, now back in. Infield playing corners in. Pitch will miss high, and the count's full to the Delta designated hitter. Here's the payoff pitch from Barton. On the ground to third. Third baseman Hamlin up with it, goes to second. Nope, it's going to bounce away from the second baseman, Costa, and Delta's going to score two as Wilkes rounded third and came home on the error, and Delta's going to retake the lead as Reed scored in front of him. Sprout. Safe at second, and Ficklin will be on it first with the error. Lockhart will come to the plate. Rip struck out swinging in his first at bat last inning. The 1-0 is popped up left side. Third baseman Hamlin going out and can't find it. The shortstop, I believe, Benner comes over and makes the catch in fair territory for the second out of the inning. Runners will hold at first and second. Ficklin the runner at first, and Sprout the runner at second. That'll bring Lance Porter to the plate. Porter lined out to left last inning in his first at bat. Once again, Delta ahead by one run now. The pitch taken high for a ball. Harden stares in, comes set, checks the runner at second, now comes home. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Hamlin will be underneath it to make the catch. So at the, in the middle of three, Delta has three runs on one hit, two errors in the inning by the Demons. Delta leads 2-1. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey's to Nikki at the Sunflower can help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Sprout out to first to third as he will face 5-6-7 in the lineup for the Demons. That's Folk, Greenlee, and Coddington. And I think I misspoke at the end of the top of the inning. Is Hansen is the center fielder. I think I said Hamlin, so I want to make that correction. Sprout will finish up his warm-ups. Gastineau will take the practice throwdown, and infield will come in to wish their lefty hurler luck. Fist bumps all around, and we'll get back to action here as the Demon left fielder steps in. He singled and scored in the first, recorded an RBI. Here's the pitch. This one lifted to center, Leho back on it, and makes the catch. One out, Wayne Greenlee will come to the plate. Greenlee walked in the first, stole a base, stranded at third. So it'll be right on left for Greenlee. And the pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. Long look in for Brado. Here's the 0-1. That's on the outside half for strike two. Sprout has a sign he likes. He'll kick and fire. This one's going to be fouled back out of play. And the pitch. That's on the outside corner called strike three, and Greenlee can't believe that. And that'll bring Tanner Coddington to the plate. He flew out to lead in right field in the first. Fourth strikeout of the game for Breda. the pitch. That'll miss. Looks like we've got some action in the Durango bullpen. Sprout set. And delivers. That's on the outside. Looks like it just missed the corner. Coddington up in the count 2-0. Sprouty kicks and fires. That's on the outside corner for a strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down to even as Bredo's battled back. Deuce is wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Delta leads by a run. And the pitch. That's in the dirt. Bredo gets the ball back, walks around the mound. Now stares in for his sign. And the pitch. Bounce chopper back to Sprout. He'll underhand it to Lockhart. He gets clipped as Coddington comes across the bag. A little bit of a shoulder check on Lockhart. I think just trying to knock the ball loose. I don't think there was anything malicious about it. So at the end of 3, Delta leads 5-4 after the Demons go in order. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Pitcher here is number 9 is out there on the mound. That's Chance Costa. Started at second and looks like the starting pitcher Taggart Barden will move to shortstop. I'm curious if Benner has now moved to second. Looks like that is the case. So it'll be Greenlee, Benner, Barden, and Hamlin around the infield now for the Demons with Costa on the mound. Delta starts the fourth at the top of their lineup card. Worthman for one with a strikeout today. Walked in the first and scored Delta's first run. So far on the year for Costa on the mound, like he's had 4 appearances, has not allowed a run, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Workman takes first pitch, ball 1. The pitch. Back up the middle, and Costa can't glove it. gets through to Benner, but and Benner on the first for the put out. 4-3 there for the first out, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay, a couple of strikeouts today, one looking, one swinging. He's looking to start things off here with one out in the fourth. The pitch taken. That one was elevated. It'll be ball one. The pitch is going to be lifted foul out of play on the right side. And the count's even. Here's the pitch from the righty, Costa. This one's chopped foul with the plate. Clay going to have to be tough with two now. Costa stares in. He's set now. And deals. This one's going to be lifted foul out of play on the right side into the Delta dugout. One and two, the count to the Delta shortstop. Here's the pitch. That one misses. It's by the catcher, Coddington, but bounces back to it. Pitch was outside, by the way. Counts even at two as Costa stares in. He's ready now. And the pitch. This one down the line at third. Hamlin gets by him for the base hit right over the bag. Clay going to stretch this into a double. Good heads-up base running by Clay. Hulk nonchalantly went to field that. It rolled just over the bag and slowed down in the grass. Good base running by Clay. So Delta with a runner in scoring position out there at second with one out. And Rylan Bynum coming to the plate. Bynum 2-for-2 with a couple of runs scored today. Shout out to Rylan's parents who are listening on the stream today in Utah. Good lead by Clay as he bounces off a second. The pitch gets away from the catcher, Coddington, and Clay moves up as Coddington had trouble locating that. Costa finally comes in and picks it up. So Delta with a runner 90 feet away looking to extend their lead here with a base hit. Here's the 1-0 to Bynum. This one's lifted into center field. Center fielder Hanson underneath it makes the catch. Clay tags and hustles in. Sack fly for Bynum and the RBI. Two outs in the inning and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Ty's reached twice on errors today and has scored a run. The pitch, lined into left field. It's tailing toward the line. It bounces in for a base hit. Ty rounds first. Folk quickly over to field. So a two-out single for Reed keeps things going for Delta. And Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke, RBI ground out in the first and was hit by a pitch and scored a run himself last inning. Actually, his courtesy runner, Chaz Wilkes, was the one that scored the run, but he'll call time at the plate. as he steps out now back in. Good lead by Reed over at first, held on by Greenlee. Toss to Chetson, now comes home. Foul back out of play behind the backstop on the first pitch to Gastineau. Delta leads by a couple of runs here in the top of the fourth inning. Long look in by Costa. He's set now. Pickoff throw over to first. Nowhere near in time to get Reed. Gastineau back into the left side against the righty Costa. Good lead by Reed. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Luke. And now the Delta catcher going to have to be tough with two at the plate. Toss to Chetson, runner now comes home. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Coddington, but Reed's off and running. Stolen base for Reed. Ball was in the dirt, but Coddington able to block it, keep it out in front of him. But Reed moving on the pitch, and he easily has the bag stolen. So with a runner in scoring position, Gastineau has a 1-2 count at the plate. Right, so call time one more time. Costa gets his sign and deals. This one lined back up the middle. Reed on his horse being waved in by Ryer. Ty will score from second on the two-out single by Gastineau, and Delta extends their lead. They're now up 7-4. Great at bat by the Delta catcher, Gastineau. He was patient. He was down 0-2, then 1-2 on that pitch, and he lined it right back up the middle. That'll bring Delta's pitcher, Braden Sprout, to the plate. Braden trying to help his cause here. He's reached on an error, been hit by a pitch, has a stolen base and an RBI today. Chaz Wilson to run for Gastineau at first on the courtesy. This one's going to be popped up, foul out of play over the Durango dugout. Sprout steps back in, left on right. Against the pitcher, Costa. Costa looks over at Wilkes. Now comes set, the pitch. This one will be hit weakly foul on the right side. And Sprouty going to have to be tough with two now. Greenlee holding Wilkes on at first. Costa looks over at the runner. Now comes set. Wilkes with a good lead. He's going, the pitch. Swing and a miss by Sprout. For the final out of the inning. So one run on two hits. Make it three hits, and Delta leads the runner on. No errors by the Demons. So we'll take a break. Head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Thick lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
For Delta, Logan Clay will come in to play third. Lance Porter moves to first. As looks like Rip Lockhart will be done for now. Logan will take the 8-hole from Rip. Here as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Coming to the plate for the Demons will be the pitcher Taggart Barton. He's struck out today in his only at bat. So he'll be right on left against Sprout. Sprout with a 3-run advantage now that he's working with. The pitch. As Barton offers it, the pitch trying to bunt and doesn't make contact on the pitch that's low and outside. That's strike one. So far today, Sprout with one walk and 4 strikeouts up there on the mound and 3 innings of work as we start the fourth here. At least the Demons have the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. And Sprouty up 0-2 on his Demon counterpart. Fredo stares in, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Gastineau up with it to first to complete the strikeout. One out, and Chance Costa, who came in relief of Vardy in the top of the fourth. So this will be the counterpart to Sprout, as I misspoke about Barton. And actually, it looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter as number 4, J.J. Furl, will come to the plate. He takes ball 1. The pitch, call the strike, counts even now to Hurl. The pitch, that's a strike. One ball, 2 strikes to Hurl. One out in the inning, Delta up 7-4. The pitch. That's low. Sprout with a long look in. Shakes off the sign. Now comes back. The pitch. That misses low and outside. The count's full. Here comes the payoff pitch from Sprout. Strike 3 called on the high strike. 2 outs and Benner will come to the plate. That's the 5th strikeout for Sprout on the day. Benner singled and walked, scored a run today. Also stolen a base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Sprout sets and delivers. That's on the outside corner for strike 2. sprout, takes off the side, comes set, and here's the 0-2 pitch. That misses. Sprout tried to elevate it again and elevated it out of the strike zone. Grado kicks and fires. This one's going to be lined in the center. Lejo coming in on it. Dives. Can't get to it. It's going to be a long run for Reed to get to the ball to back it up. Lejo actually gets it to it before he does. And that'll be a triple as Logan Clay got the throw from Lejo in the outfield, and but ended up being a close play at third, but Benner in there on the triple. So, a little life here to the Demons with two outs in the fourth. They've got a runner on third, and Hamlin's coming to the plate. Their third baseman's 2-for-2 with a run scored today. The pitch. This is outside. Brado, again with a long look in. He has a sign now. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner. Hamlin looks down at Coach Toddington and the third base coach's box and shakes his head in disapproval. The pitch. I should say disagreement. The 1-1's taken for outside, 2-1 now. The pitch. Inside and low. 3-1 to Hamlin. Here's the 3-1 from Brado. This one's going to be fouled back out of play behind the backstop, so the count's full. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Delta leads 7-4. Brown's set and delivers the payoff pitch. This one's going to be lined into left center. That's going to drop for a single. Workman gets it in quickly. Bonner will score from third. And Brady Hansen will come to the plate. The Demon center fielder has struck out swinging and reached on an error today. Still on the base and scored a run. Benner with a good lead off of second, or excuse me, first already has a stolen base today. Porter holding Benner on as Brado looks over at him. The ball gets behind Gastineau, and he has trouble locating it. Hamlin will steal second. Pitch was a strike, so still in 1-2 Hansen. Good lead by Hamlin at second. The pitch bounces to the plate, and Gastineau able to block it and keep it in front of him. Demons already with a run in the inning. They're still down by 2 to the Panthers. 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Yeah. route, looks at the runner several times, then delivers home. This one hit foul out of play on the right side, and he'll actually bounce into the tennis court back over on the right side there. Stroud stares in. Now comes set. The pitch. It's high. Counts even. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Stroud. Catch the runner, Hamlin at second, now comes home. On the outside corner, misses, and the count's full. Sprouts ready. Check the runner at second, now with the payoff pitch. Misses. Two out walk to Hanson, and Demons have the tying runner at first. Jack England will come to the plate. England 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. Sprout looking to get out of his inning. Here's the pitch. And this is low. Bredo checks, excuse me, shakes off a couple of signs, now he's set. Pitch. That misses low. So Bredo started out the inning with two quick strikeouts and is now scuffling as he's attempting to get the third out of the inning. Giving up a couple of hits and a walk. And now down 2-0 as that pitch comes in for a strike. It'll be 2-1 to the team in right field. Here's the pitch. Runners are going. This one's bounced to the plate. Double steal for the Demons. Now they have two runners in scoring position. The go-ahead run at, the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at the plate for the 3-1 count. Sprout stares in. Now he's set. And the pitch. That's at the knees for a strike. Oh, no, he said that was ball four. I thought he signaled a strike. Instead, he said go down to first. Just missed at the knees as Steve Ryer's coming to the mound. We'll see if the Braves' day on the mound is done. It looks that way. And we'll see who he brings in here. Looks like it's going to be Jacob Hancock. And I think Bredo's day is done. It doesn't look like anyone's coming in from the outfield. So Jacob Hancock will come in to pitch, and we'll get you his numbers when we get back from the break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
For Delta, Braden Sprout goes 3 2/3 innings today. 5 strikeouts. They get 6 strikeouts and a walk. He gives way to Jacob Hancock. And Jacob on the mound this season. A 1-0 record and 2 appearances, 4.20 earned run average, 3 walks, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Opponent batting average against is .211. So Hancock's been effective this year. He's coming in with 2 outs and the bases loaded, trying to get Delta out of a jam. A.J. Folk will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored today, looking to add to those totals. Hancock stares in. He's got his sign. The righty picks and fires. This one check swing. He's going to drop in for a single. One run will score. Here comes the tying run to the plate. Hanson will end up at third. That's England's going to end up at third. So, 2 RBIs on the single will tie the score at 7. And Greenlee will come to the plate. Greenlee has struck out looking and walked today. It's also stolen a base. Hancock has his sign. Check the runner. Folk at first. Short lead for Folk. Held on by Porter. The pitch. This is inside. Greenlee will step back in. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground, foul. Right at the Durango dugout. Counts even. Hancock stares in as Greenlee will step back in. Jacob shakes off the sign, now has what he likes. Comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Nope. He's going to throw over. I'm sorry. I anticipated too much there. Cool. Back in plenty of time. Polk doesn't have a too big of a lead. It's a little bigger now. Hancock looks over. Now he's set. The pitch. Foul. Left side, so Hancock now ahead in the count 1-2. Jacob stares in. He He set and delivers, runners going, and it's going to be a hit and run. Takes a funky hop in front of the bag at third. Logan Clay throws it to first. Porter fields the one-hopper as it pulls him off the bag. Run scores from third. Volk, who is running on the pitch, ends up at third. Greenlee will be on at first with the infield single. Coddington will come to the plate. The Demon catcher's 0 for 2 today. So the Demons take the lead with that single, 8-7 here in the fourth inning. Runners on the corners, Gastineau giving the infield signs on what he wants to do here. Hancock looks over. Greenlee with a good lead down there. Not going. The pitch is fouled off the catcher and out of play. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth as Hancock steps. The pitch bounces up there, gets away from Gastineau. Runner does not come from third, but Greenlee heads to second. So runners will be at second and third for Durango as Coddington's got a 1-1 count at the plate. Here's the pitch from Hancock. It's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Jacob now ahead in the count. Hancock stares in. He's ready now. The pitch. That one misses outside. It counts even again. Deuces wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And Hancock will step off. Gastineau hustling out to talk to us earlier. So things started off in the inning excellently as the starting pitcher, Braden Sprout, struck out the first 2 batters. And then the wheels fell off. He gave up 2 hits and a couple of walks. Jacob Hancock came in and gave up a walk. He gave up a couple of hits. 4 runs have scored in the inning. And Durango's retaking the lead, 8-7, and this one's going to hit Coddington in the helmet. It knocks his helmet off, and he takes off to first without his helmet, and the coach yells at him to go get his helmet, and he'll hustle up the line to first. So the bases will be loaded for the Demons, and Taggart Barton, their starting pitcher today, was relieved in the top of this inning by Chance Costa. And he will be the 9th player to come. Nope, excuse me. He started the inning. So, he started the inning by striking out. So, looking to redeem himself here. Like we might. No courtesy runner. Barden comes to the plate. So he's 0 for 2 today. Good lead by Toddington at first. The pitch, foul, down the third base line. The base is loaded for the Demons. They lead by a run. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. Hancock comes set and delivers. This one lifted up to right field. Reed coming in on it and ends the inning. Damage done here is four runs come in the fourth on four hits. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Fox picks up back in. He's back on the mound. Came in relief last inning for the Demons. He will face Ficklin, Luck, make it Logan Clay and Porter. The 7-8-9 holes for Delta. Ficklin's 0-for-1 today, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Toddington, the catcher, was on base when the inning ended, so took him a few minutes to get the gear on. So Costa will finish his warm-ups, and Toddington throws down. Evan will come to the plate. Durango leads 8-7 as we start the fifth inning. They were able to take the lead back with a four-run fourth. Costa's got his sign, kicks and fires. Liner into left field. That'll be a base hit for Evan to lead the inning off. Solid start for the Panthers as Logan Clay comes to the plate. Logan's on the season. Limited number of at-bats. Just going to be the three on the season, has a .333 batting average. Thank you. One strikeout. As the home plate umpire talking to Steve Ryer about substitution. I'm not entirely sure why, as Clay came in as a defensive sub last inning, other than maybe it becomes official now because he comes to the plate and there's no resub, so. Loves will be in on the right side against the righty Costa. Like we've got a pinch runner at first. It's like this is going to be, I believe this is Landon Pennell at first as the pinch runner. Okay. pitch. This is low on the outside. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Going back is Folk. He makes the catch, and the runner retreats to first. So, one out, and Lance Porter comes to the plate. Kennel. Landon Kennel is the pinch runner, I believe, at first, and he's back safely on a throw over by Costa. Pitch gets away from the catcher. Throwdown goes into center field. Kennel in the center fielder has the ball get away from him. Hansen can't get the handle on him, and Kennel rounded third, but decides to hold up at the last second. So we'll have a runner at third as Rod Covington comes out of the dugout to refocus his fielders, and we have a correction now on the pinch runner. It's actually number 5, Chaz Wilkes, at third is the pinch runner. So they're about the same height, and when you can't see their numbers, it's a little difficult. So Chaz Wilkes has been the courtesy runner today, is the pinch runner now, as a swing and a miss by Porter makes the count 0-2. So my apologies about the confusion on the pinch runner. This one is a slow roller foul. And now the home plate umpire, having some words for the Delta dugout, as Delta's been chipping on the home plate umpire all day, and the umpire now will talk to Coach Ryer as Ryer will chastise his bench. So, umpire not taking exception to something a Delta player said from the dugout and gives them a warning. Wasn't sure who said it, but this one's going to be hit foul by Porter back to the backstop, and the count will remain 0-2. One out here, top of 5, and Porter battling the pitch. He'll reach for that one, pop it up on the infield. Barden is in to make the catch between the mound and second base. And now Connor Workman will come to the plate with 2 outs. Runner on third is Chaz Wilkes. Connor 0-for-2 with a strikeout today and a walk. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. Toss the set. And the pitch. Taken on the outside corner for strike 2. Connor's got to protect now. Going to have to be tough with 2. He knows if it's close to that outside corner, he's got to make contact. Catcher sets up out there. The pitch lined into right field. The right fielder in, and England makes the catch. So no runs on 1 hit, 1 error by the Demons, and Delta will leave a runner on base. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
It's the Rangers. The Demons lead this 1-8-7. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitcher Chance Costa the leadoff. Costa 0-for-1 today. Hancock back out towards the fifth as he came in relief. Working a third of an inning, it was a long third of an inning, in the fourth. Costa will be in on the right side against Hancock. The pitch, taken high for a ball. Here's the pitch. This one's lined into right. It's going to bounce in front of Reed. Tie up with it. So a leadoff single for Costa. Back to the top of the batting order, and Michael Benner. Benner, a single, a triple, and a walk today. Has scored twice. As it looks like we're going to get a relief pitcher as number 26, Landon Kettle, comes into the game. And it looks like we're going to have a defensive substitution. This looks like we're going to get Braden Sprout subbing back into center field. So Sprout will take over in center field for Lejo. Re-enter sixth hole. And with the designated hitter, that means that he will now be hitting for the pitcher, who is Landon Kennel. So we'll take a break. Come back with Landon's numbers here on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Couple numbers on the season from the mound. Two and one record in two appearances. So I'm not sure how that's possible with just two appearances, but 2-1 in three appearances, a 140 earned run average. One walk, 15 strikeouts. He started against Cortez on Tuesday and was effective through four innings before an error cost Delta the lead in that one, and with the bats drying up, it just kind of snowballed from there. So Landon's going to face the second baseman for the Demons, Benner. So, Cannell will have a runner on first after a leadoff single by Costa. This pitch fouled back. Durango leads by a run here in the fifth inning. Cannell stares in, shakes off the side. Now is one he likes, checks the runner. Comes home, runner's going, and this one's going to be lined into center. Sprout jumps, catches, throws it to first, the runner. Costa gets back inside. One out, and Gavin Hamlin will come to the plate. Hamlin 3-for-3 today. 2 runs scored, has an RBI, a couple stolen bases. Gastineau out to talk to his hurler, Cannell, to see how he wants to pitch to this dangerous hitter. Costa, the runner on first, doesn't have a real big lead held on by Porter. This pitch fouled back out of play. Kennel's just a freshman. But outstanding pitcher. The pitch at the knees for strike two. Long look in by Cannell. He's set now. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Runner's going. The pitch is high. Gastineau throws down. Clay Fields in front of the bag, and it's a stolen base for Costa. Here comes the 1-2 delivery from Cannell. That'll miss high. Counts even now. Long look in by Landon. Comes set now. Checks the runner. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. So there's two outs, and Brady Hansen will come to the plate. Hansen, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He's reached on an error, has walked, scored twice, stolen a couple bases. So Hansen with a productive day. And now Cannell looking to make him the third out of the inning and keep this game within a run. Durango leads 8-7, bottom of the fifth inning. Costa the runner at second after leading the inning off the single. He's going. The pitch is inside, and Gastineau does not throw down. Anderson did duck, bent at the waist to get out of the way, so no interference called. Great steal by Costa to put in 90 feet from the promised land. Here's the 1-0 from Cannell. Swing and a miss. Counts even. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. And I'll call with the plate. Kennel's got his sign. The pitch. At the knee, strike three called. So two straight strikeouts to end the inning for Kennel. And Durango still just leads by the one run, 8-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in Durango, I'm Mark Cantor. The Demons lead 8-7 as we start the sixth inning. Chase Costa. Out to start the inning, as he'll face 2-3-4 in the Delta lineup. That'll be Landon Clay, Bynum, and Reed. Lando is doubled today and struck out a couple of times. So he's looking to start a rally here in the sixth inning for the Panthers. Delta started with a two-run first, and Durango countered with four. Delta scored three in the third and took the lead. And then two in the fourth, Durango came back with four in the bottom of that inning to retake the lead. And that's where we're at now. 8-7 is the first pitch to Lando is the ball. The pitch misses outside, and Clay quickly up 2-0 on Costa. The pitch on the ground, past the pitcher to the second baseman Benner on the first in time. One out, and Bynum will come to the plate. Rylan, a couple singles and a RBI stack fly today. A couple runs scored as well. Here's the pitch. Bynum takes on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the pitch. Ryland was reaching for that one, and it's quickly 0-2 on the Delta second baseman. The pitch from Costa. Strike three called on the outside corner. Can't be taking that pitch today. Two outs, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed has singled, reached on a couple errors today, scored a couple runs, and stolen a base. Reed looking to get a two-out rally going here in the sixth. The pitch, off speed, past the catcher Coddington, ball one. Costa has got his sign and delivers. That pitch misses on the outside. Delta right fielder quickly up 2-0. Pitch lined on the right side. Bennett up with it. Bennett on to first. Good play as he slid down to get that one. And Delta goes quietly in the sixth. We'll go to the Durango half of the sixth inning after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Landon Gettle gave him a relief last inning, and he'll be out to start the sixth for Delta. He'll face the 4-5-6 holes in the lineup for the Demons. Due to be England, Folk, and Greenlee. Demons lead 8-7. So Kennel looking to limit the damage here in the bottom of the sixth, so Delta can come up in the seventh and try to at least tie the score, if not take the lead. So Jack England on the day is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. He scored a run. He's looking to get things started for his squad here. Kennel stares in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch. Catches the plate for a strike. Another long look in for Landon. He's got his sign and delivers. That's on the outside corner for strike two. And the pitch. That's going to hit England in the head. And he'll check his helmet and then trot down the first. That'll bring A.J. Folk to the plate. Folk 2-for-3 with a couple RBI today and a run scored. England being checked out down at first to make sure everything's okay, and it is. And so he will step on the bag at first and get ready here as A.J. Folk comes to the plate. Unfortunately, that pitch just sailed on Kennel. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner. Kennel looks over to runner England. Now he's set and delivers. That one misses low. Can't see the Here's the pitch. that on this high. Count very deliberate. He'll come set, take a couple beats, and then fire. That one's in there for strike two to even the count. Got a big lead by England over at first. I don't expect him to be running, but you never know. He's held on by Porter. A little bigger lead now, and England's going the pitch, swing and a miss, throw down. Throw fielded in front of the bag by Clay. So it'll be a stolen base for England, but a strikeout at the plate for Polk, and Lane Greenlee will come to the plate. Greenlee is one for two today with a strikeout and a walk. A stolen a base. Kennel will check the runner at first. This one's going to be lined into right. Pounces in for a base hit. Reed quickly fires it back in. So runners on the corners after that single, and Tanner Coddington will come to the plate. Coddington was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. Other than that, 0 for 2 today. So Greenlee will be the runner at first, England at third, and Coddington at the plate. Gastineau giving the signs to his infielders with runners on the corners. Again, Durango leads by a run here in the bottom of the sixth inning, but threatening to put at least one more on the board with a runner in scoring position. Short lead by Greenlee at first. The pitch is, looks like Greenlee trying to get England home from third on the suicide squeeze. He fouls it off. Kennel set and delivers. That pitch on the outside corner for strike two. Greenlee now with a decent lead for him down at first, longer than it's been before. He's going. Pitch is low. Gastineau fakes the throw. Pitch was called strike three. So Greenlee with a stolen base is on at second. England at third, two outs. And Taggart Barden will come to the plate. Barden's 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts today. Kennel delivers a soft roller to third under the glove of Logan Clay. Throw in from the left fielder Workman, not in time at the plate, as Gastineau's taken out at the ankles and kind of goes head over heels there. That'll score two. It was a slow roller. I'm not sure Clay would have gotten Barden at first had he fielded it. So, we'll see. So with the single, the lead's now three. Guarding the runner at first. He's going on the first pitch. Gastineau throws down. It's offline. And a stolen base for Barden. Costa, the batter, he is one for two with a couple stolen bases today. Kettle with the 0-1 pitch. Nope, I'm sorry. I anticipated again. Stepped off. Didn't like the lead that Barden had out at second. As Clay and Bynum work in and out on him. Kettle comes set now. The pitch. Runner's going. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Gastineau. If the throw's there, they got him. It gets away from Clay at third, and Logan tracks it down, but not before Barden able to scamper home. So third run of the inning is in, and Durango now leads 11-7. Infield gathers on the mound around their pitcher. Kennel. The good news is, with two outs, it's an 0-2 count to the batter, Thompson. The pitch. Strike three call on the outside corner. So damage done as three runs come across in the inning for Durango on two hits. One error for Delta. So we'll go to the top of the seventh. Delta's got some work to do. You're listening to Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Well, Delta going to stand 5-6-7 to the plate. It'll be Gastineau and Sprout, at least. That seven hole is occupied by Evan Ficklin to start with. Chaz Wilkes came in as a pinch runner in the fifth. We'll see if Ficklin subs back in here for the at-bat here in the top of the seventh. Delta down 11-7 to Durango is the Demons able to put up three runs in the top, bottom of the sixth. So Gastineau will step in from the left side to face Costa. The pitch. Now back to the backstop. Costa with a long look in. He's ready now. And the pitch. That is called for a strike on the outside half of the plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one's going to be fouled back. Gastineau steps back in. The pitch misses outside. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Costa. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Folk over and can't make the catch. It's going to roll. Gastineau with a leadoff double for the Panthers. as he celebrates as he gets to second base. So we're going to get a courtesy runner for Gastineau now as number 10, Clayton Cryer, will come in. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. As the home plate umpire will enter Sprout back into the lineup. And Cryer is the courtesy runner down there at second. No outs here. Top of the seventh inning. Durango leads 11-7. Delta looking for base runners and base hits. Luke Gastineau for the leadoff double for the Panthers, and Cryer coming in as the courtesy runner. Sprout is 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He's been hit by a pitch, reached on an error. As an RBI, takes outside for a ball. Cryer, good lead off of second. The pitch is going to be popped up down the left field line out of play. Counts even at 1. Sprout steps back in. Left on right. Cryer off the bag. Benner and Barden working in and out on him down there at second as Cryer dancing off the bag. Takes the secondary. This one bounces up there. They're going to say it hit him. So, Delta with runners at first and second as Evan Ficklin will sub back in. Evan 1-for-2 today. He's also reached on a fielder's choice. So some speed out there in the base paths with Cryer at second and Sprout at first. Corners are in. The middle infielders at double play depth. The pitch taken outside for a ball. Cross the stairs here, has a sign, and delivers. That pitch taken for a strike on the outside corner. Counts even. As now the first baseman, Greenlee, backs up behind the runner at first. Third baseman Hamblin still playing in, almost to the grass. The 1-1, this pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike 2. So Ficklin, going to have to be tough with 2 now. Good leads by both runners. The pitch, that's low. And the count's even. Costa steps off. Now has the sign. He'll kick and fire. That one's taken outside corner for strike 3. These boys are going to have to learn that that pitch is being called a strike, and they need to make contact with it. One out here as Logan Clay will come to the plate. Loeb's 0-for-1 today is flew out to left field and is only at bat. Big lead for Cryer out there. The pitch taken high. Logan came into the bottom of the fourth as a defensive replacement in third base. When Porter moved over to first. The pitch check swing, slow roller. Benner up with it, and that'll be the second out. Runners advance, and Delta with two runners in scoring position now, and Porter coming to the plate. Porter 0 for 3 today. Actually, looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter as Joe Black will come to the plate. Joe will come in on the left side against the righty Costa. Joe's only had one at bat this year, and it was a hit. Looking for a two-out rally here with runners on second and third. Cryer on third, Sprout on second. Luke Gastineau led the inning off with a double. Cryer came in as the courtesy runner. The runners ended up on their bases as a result of Logan Clay's ground out just a few minutes ago. Here's the pitch to Black. This one, two better, two first, and that is how this game is going to end. So Delta, able to get the bats going a little bit today, but unfortunately not able to get the job done as they drop this one 11-7 to the Demons. Take a break, come back with our post game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Again, back with you in Durango. Luke Gastineau with a good game at the plate today, albeit in a losing effort, even 2 for 3 with a double. He's also hit by a pitch, scored. He didn't score a run. His courtesy runner scored the run, but he also had an RBI today. So Delta doing a little better at the plate, like I mentioned today. 7 runs on 7 hits. Delta only committed to 1 error, so that's good. Unfortunately, Durango, the 11 runs on 11 hits, they committed 4 errors, and Delta just not able to capitalize enough on them. And Delta drops this one. They're going to head for the front range for the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic next weekend. Are the Panthers? They peak to peak in Eaton on Friday with first pitch scheduled for noon. All the action can be heard right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score for this game, Durango 11, Delta 7. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. We'll talk to you next week from Eaton. Have a good day.